come to order, and good morning, committee, for a few more minutes here. We're going to talk about HR 10 here. We're going to hear it. We're going to work it. Yeah, we're going to work it. We've already heard it. We're going to work it, and we'll adjourn and get back here at 1:30. And let me ask staff again, would you prefer a recess motion or an adjournment when we bail out of here? Oh, all right. Sounds good. Okay. With that, we will open a work session on HR 10. And staff is talking here. This honors persons who lost their lives September 11, 2001, in the various tragedies that occurred on that day. All right. We're in work session. Be happy to take a motion. Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move House Resolution 10 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative March moves House Resolution 10, and this is now called House Joint Resolution 10, isn't it? Do I understand from Mr. Stembridge?
No.
It's just House Resolution.
Okay, House Resolution 10. Okay. House Resolution 10. Do we have discussion? Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My only concern with regard to House Resolution 10 is that it memorializes those who are victims, such as firefighters and police officers, medical and rescue personnel, and civilians, who are trying to save the lives of those who suffered that day. My concern is that at no time does it mention those who were serving in the military in the catastrophe in Washington, D.C., as the Pentagon was hit. And I just wondered why we wouldn't honor at the same time those within the military forces of the United States.
Thank you. Representative Butler, we do have a bill coming back that does not do exactly what you're prescribing, but it does honor those in the military who are serving right now in the war against terror. Any further discussion? All right. Do we have any objections? None noted? It's adopted. Thank you. Committee, let's plan to be back at 1:30 today, and we will be in recess until 1:30.
Mr. Chair.
We will close the work session, by the way.
Before you close the work session, I just would like to have just one point of clarification relative to the other bill which will come forward and offer gratitude and thanks for those in the military and who are presently serving both at home and abroad relative to the events of September the 11th. But I still am concerned that that language of that bill is not represented in this House resolution.
That is correct.
And is there some, I not having been privy to the other House resolution, do we know where that's at in the process of introduction?
On the Senate side, that bill regarding the military?
And is it just a Senate resolution, or will it be a joint resolution?
Pardon me?
Mr. Chair, it's a Senate resolution.
So then the House would not have an opportunity to memorialize those who lost their lives that were members of our armed services in Washington, D.C. at the time of the September 11th attacks.
If I could clarify, Mr. Chair.
Yes,
it says in line one, whereas innocent men, women, and children were brutally murdered in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania. So those are the people who were brutally murdered. Then they talked about, yes, where many of these victims were also the firefighters, police officers, medical and rescue personnel who died in the rescue attempts. And to my knowledge, there were no military personnel in D.C. that died during a rescue attempt. It was the collapse of the towers where those people died. So the military are included in line one, or line two, in the 3,000 innocent men, women, and children, and not spelled out that men, women, and children are different than people who might be in the military or not.
Mr. Chair, I'd just like to make a point of clarification in that regard. And these folks had either joined or had been conscripted to serve in the military, as opposed to those that were at work or volunteering their time in New York City. So there is a significant difference, I think, in those men, women, and children who may have lost their lives in all of the catastrophes and those who were serving our nation at the nation's heart and centermost point in Washington, D.C., that being the Pentagon, that were serving and doing so at some risk. And that peril came to total fruition. And I appreciate and fully appreciate the fact that the Senate, in a separate resolution, will honor those people. But I think also that it needs to go without perhaps interlineation, but certainly with comment, that this be transferred to our colleagues on the floor of the House with comment that we are concerned that, at least that we recognize that there is a separate memorial within the building this day, which will honor those others, and specifically specifically give credence and voice to the fact that some of those were serving in military positions and capacities.
Thank you, Representative Butler. Representative Smith has come in. Representative Smith, would you care to vote on this?
Yes, I would.
Okay. And your vote would be?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
And Representative.
And Representative Cruz?
Aye.
Cruz votes aye.
I'm going to vote on.
H.R., well, we've already gaveled H.R. 10 has passed.
Mm-hmm. Recording their vote for the record.
Recording their vote for the record. All right, and we will close the work session on H.R. 10. Staff, anything to say?
Thank you.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. We'll be in recess until 1:30.
Thank you.